From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns as he continues this series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes the first of two messages on the theme of bearing the unbearable through faith. According to the passage, beginning in verse 35, many unnamed heroes of faith chose cruel torture and martyrdom in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, there are several possible interpretations for that expression. Certainly, those who died had an eye to eternal life. Also, they considered death for Christ to be infinitely better than what the world could offer them. A third view is that those martyrs knew that all people would be raised, some to life eternal, and some to everlasting punishment. In faith, they chose the former. Others were said to be tempted, that is, they were subjected to mental torture, which can be far worse than physical pain. The secret of enduring persecution for saints in every period of time is the same, a clear sight of the unchanging Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Numbers chapter 2, verse 31. They shall go hindmost with their standards. The camp of Dan brought up the rear when the armies of Israel were on the march. The Danites occupied the hindmost place. But what mattered the position, since they were as truly part of the host as were the foremost tribes? They followed the same fiery, cloudy pillar. They ate of the same manna, drank of the same spiritual rock, and journeyed to the same inheritance. Come, my heart, cheer up, though last and least. It is thy privilege to be in the army, and to fare as they fare who lead the van. Someone must be hindmost in honor and esteem. Someone must do menial work for Jesus, and why should not I? In a poor village among an ignorant peasantry, or in a back street among degraded sinners, I will work on, and go hindmost with my standard. The Danites occupied a very useful place. Stragglers have to be picked up on the march, and lost property has to be gathered from the field. Fiery spirits may dash forward over untrodden paths to learn fresh truth and win more souls to Jesus. But some of a more conservative spirit may be well engaged in reminding the church of her ancient faith and restoring her fainting sons. Every position has its duties, and the slowly moving children of God will find their peculiar state, one in which they may be eminently a blessing to the whole host. The rear guard is a place of danger. There are foes behind us as well as before us. Attacks may come from any quarter. We read that Amalek fell upon Israel and slew some of the hindmost of them. The experienced Christian will find much work for his weapons in aiding those poor, doubting, desponding, wavering souls who are hindmost in faith, knowledge, and joy. These must not be left unaided. And therefore, be it the business of well-taught saints to bear their standards among the hindmost. My soul, do thou tenderly watch to help the hindmost this day.
Tremendous cost.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, You might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I think you know that it's that temptation. It's the subtlety of the devil that makes it all the more difficult to do what's right. Whether you're saved or whether you're unsaved, the devil's going to use that subtlety to tempt you, to betray you into the wrong action. If you're in the meeting unsaved, the devil may well recognize that he's not going to get you down on the road to hell and rejection of Christ by telling you there is no God. He's not going to keep you in his thraldom by having you come right out and blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ and throw out the whole gospel. Nobody comes with a subtle argument, perfectly adapted to your weakness. Perfectly adapted to your situation, he turns the screw at that time to keep you where he wants you. Man, flee from the most subtle argument of the devil. Embrace Christ. Some of you who are saved this morning, in the time of trouble and trial, are facing that subtle attack. I trust today that you'll know that perpetua-like stability, that you will say, my eye is on Christ. Whatever the argument, I will not feel them. Some were slain with the sword. They died in the slaughter of the sword, literally. Now contrast that with verse 34. Some escaped the edge of the sword. Now they had the same faith. This is where the charismatics all go wrong. They say they had revival, they had miracles in the old times and the New Testament period and parts of the Old Testament period. Therefore, if we have similar faith, we'll have miracles. Who said that? The Bible certainly doesn't say it. Some of them escaped the edge of the sword, but others with the very same God and this very same faith and the very same honor that the Lord has for his people, they suffer death by the sword. This happened to Urijah. You read of it in Jeremiah 26. Jeremiah in chapter 2 upbraids the Jews that they put many of their prophets to death by the sword. Nehemiah says the same in chapter 9 and 26, that they slew their prophets. Many were slain by the sword. Many wandered, were destitute, were afflicted, were tormented, wandering in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. Those were days of distress. That's too wide a reference for me to go through all the details of the Old Testament. You'll find that happening again and again. It happened to David. It happened in New Testament times. It happened throughout church history. When I read those passages, I think of the Waldensian church, the church of the Piedmont. Not this Piedmont, but that one in Italy. Think of them living in caves and dens and being hunted like wild animals. I think of the Scottish Covenanters. I think of people who paid the supreme price in order to be faithful to God. Now, they were driven from among men. Why? Because the world said they're not worthy of a place among us. But what does the Lord say? Of whom the world was not worthy. There's something here that I may develop next week. I may not, just as the Lord permits and leads. But I want to make the point now. Never forget it. The death of all these martyrs, the suffering of all these martyrs, was not a token of the judgment of God on them. It was a token of the judgment of God on their society. And when God takes away the choicest of his saints, he is saying the world is not worthy of them. He's saying the world is ripe for judgment. You can extend that even. When God's church is faithful to him and yet is not seeing a mighty, powerful movement of the Holy Ghost, it is a judgment of God not upon his faithful church, but it is a judgment of God upon the idolatrous society in which they are living. We would need to pray for revival, not only for the good of the church, but if God doesn't send it, it will be the damnation of the nation. Now, all these endured through faith. The message is very clear and simple. I'll sum it up for you in just two sentences. One, Paul is saying, you have much to do as Christians. And only by faith can you do it. It's impossible without faith. Two, you have much to suffer as Christians. And that's still true. That doesn't sit well today. That's not the mindset of the 20th century. Suffering is an inferior form of Christian experience, according to what people now think. That's not what the Holy Ghost teaches. He says you have much to suffer as Christians, and only by faith in Christ can you do it. Our job is to be true and faithful to the Lord and to his word. We've just got to leave the results with him. Whether you escape the edge of the sword or whether you die by the edge of the sword, whether you receive your dead by a resurrection or whether you refuse deliverance looking for a better resurrection, the cause of God and truth cannot fail, and we must pursue it, looking unto him, obeying his word. May God make us willing to do and to suffer. according to his direction, so that at the end of the day, he may have all the glory. Bearing the unbearable. I hope today that if you're here as a Christian, a heavy heart, a burdened mind, oppressed maybe, the devil setting out against you, trying to use subtle argument to defeat you in your trouble and in your suffering, I hope today that you'll get your eyes on the unchanging Christ, and that you'll be able not only to bear up, but to bear the burden. To bear that burden, looking unto Jesus, looking for the better resurrection, living for eternity, knowing that we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our heads are bowed in prayer. In just a moment the meeting will be over and you'll be free to leave. I wonder where you come in this whole scheme of things. I wonder, are you headed first for the better resurrection? Or do you still find your place among those who live and die and will be raised again in sin and condemnation? Men and women, flee to Christ. Set him before your gaze. Don't let anything come between you and the Lord. Make sure today that you close in with Christ and receive him as personal Savior. Then as a Christian, keep looking, keep trusting, keep obeying, keep faithful. And the Lord will enable you to bear whatever burden he places on your shoulders to be borne. If I can help you in the things of God, especially if you're not saved and you would like to meet with me, to open up the Bible, to pray together, to seek to point you to the Savior, I invite you to remain as the others leave. Don't be too shy to come. Don't be too proud to come. Don't leave until today you're sure of a place in that better resurrection. Father in heaven, bless thy word to our hearts. Write it there so that it will never be removed. We ask thee, Lord, to give men and women and boys and girls the grace to flee to the Savior. We know that the argument of the devil is very powerful and very subtle. But we also know, Lord, that thy Holy Spirit can enlighten the mind. And we pray that he will do that. That he renew the will and bring men and women to receive Christ by personal faith. Oh, Lord, we pray that not one will go away from this service a rejecter of Christ. Not one will leave without knowing he or she has a place in that better resurrection. And Lord, comfort thy people today. They're buffeted by the world, hated by the devil. They feel their own infirmities very often. But oh God, we pray today that thou wilt encourage every believer to go on, to seek the Lord, to do what the Lord would have us do. Though it is impossible to the flesh, that we'll achieve it by the grace of God, to bear whatever needs to be borne in order to be faithful to Christ. Lord, help us never to wilt under the attack of the devil. Help us, O God, never to give way under the frenzied hatred of the world. Lord, help us to be willing to bear the mockery if the day should ever come, even the scourging or whatever, in order to be faithful to Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, give us the martyr spirit, not that we may seek death, but that we may seek to be witnesses. Give us, O Lord, that heart of the martyr who is a witness for Christ. Grant us, Lord, that we will be witnesses unto him, whatever the cost, for the honor of the Savior's name. Part us now with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. Be our abiding portion both this Lord's day and until our Lord Jesus Christ either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.